Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Is this thing on?
Yeah, it's on.
Oh, are we on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. I forgot how to do a radio show.
Yeah, I was like, yep, it's on. And we're back.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, September 26th, and we're back live after just about a week of being gone, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, it was 4 days of shows that we weren't here, which is fine by me. I was on another planet, man.
Yeah.
I was having a blast.
How was your flight?
Well, you know what? The flight went great both ways, I got to tell you.
Really? Smooth landing?
Smoothly, everything. The landing doesn't bother me. It's the
takeoff.
And the turbulence.
Yeah, but they actually say the landing is the most dangerous
I know,
part. Which is crazy because in my head, I'm like, we made it. We are here.
Because the landing is the hardest part to do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you get like crosswinds and, and all that stuff. And, you know, also in Burbank here, I never realized this before. I never thought about it. But when planes land here in Burbank, they brake really fast because the runway is shorter than usual.
Oh.
So that's why people sort of like
jolt.
Yeah, you know, like in momentum and stuff. And you just keep going. And it's scary, you know?
Yeah.
But last night, I didn't feel that. It was fine. I mean, you know, when you got good pilots, you're in good hands.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. And but how do you know when you have a good pilot? You don't.
Well, come on. They all flew thousands of hours before they could do anything like this.
Yeah.
So they pretty much are prepared for anything because they've experienced it. Just
right.
Like that story I told you when I went into a spin when I flew a plane, right? You remember that?
No.
No?
I don't know if you told
me. You know how many
story.
Times I've told.
Yeah, but I never forget a story, and I don't remember this one.
No, you don't remember this one.
No.
Okay, I'm too tired to talk about it. But let's just say I was flying solo when
like
I was
you were
a student.
Flying a plane.
Yeah, solo like those Pipers, those Cessnas.
Oh, like the quote unquote practice planes.
Like training planes.
Yeah, right.
Whatever, but people fly them.
Yeah,
you know?
All the time.
So I was during my solo. Phase and I took the plane out. I was living in Vegas at the time. I flew above the mountains and everything, and then and I was practicing stalls because that's usually what they want you to do, because what it means, if you tilt the plane too high, you lose lift, you know,
right.
And the plane just can drop, and
that's scary,
and
that's why takeoff is the worst part.
So, no, but, mm-hmm. But that's why you have to practice it so much.
Mm-hmm.
They practice stalls a lot. So, so I did stalls, and then I overdid one, and I went into a spin. Now, the plane starts spinning, and I'm heading vertically towards the earth.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Seeing the earth spinning in front of me, and I'm going...
Is this how am I going to die today?
No, I think I remember I was yelling like, God, no, not yet. You know, I think that's what I was yelling.
Right.
And what happens is, look, the wheel doesn't work because the wings now are vertical.
Right.
So nothing helps. So it's the back elevator. That's what they call the wings in the back, the small
mm-hmm.
ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what you need to use, which is with your feet. So then you have to remember which one, because one will get you even more into the spin. So because this is going in the direction of the propeller. So for some reason, I don't know how, but I was lucky because, you see, the instructor had put me into a spin before. So I knew where I was.
Right.
I'd experienced it before, so I had background. And I remembered I got to press one of these pedals, even though I was like heading
Which
to
pedal?
My death.
Right.
Yeah. So I did. And the plane started, you know, righting itself. And but the G-forces on my head were like unfucking believable. I was totally disoriented. Now imagine this. I was only like 10,000 feet high.
Right.
So this plane... But at the same time, that's not too low, so I had time to, you know, if I was flying 5,000 feet, forget about it.
Yeah.
I would have been fucking dead.
That's crazy, and that's really scary to think about.
Right, so then I say, well, no wonder I'm afraid to fly now, you know? But that was close, and I kept on flying after that. That was like local solo, and then I did cross-country. Now, get this, Danny, there was no GPS at the time.
No, thank you.
To use maps and something called a transponder, which I could never understand how it works.
I can't believe people actually used to read maps.
Yeah.
Like, actually, like, well, take out a piece of paper and, like, read where you need to go.
I still do. Because you get a nice overview of, it's not like on the phone. You know, it's
I'm all set with Tammy or Tabitha or whatever you nickname your GPS taking me where I need to go. It just stinks when you drive somewhere that doesn't really have service and then she starts like malfunctioning and you're like, oh my God.
But you know what I realized? When there's no service, the program still works. It just doesn't know the traffic and how long it'll take you
like
to get
sometimes
there.
It'll say turn right on Olive Street and it like right would be like no right hand turn. I'm like, great, now what am I supposed to do?
No, but what I'm trying to say to you is that in many places in Oregon where I was, and we'll talk a lot about that, but and I won't bore you. You'll see it was an amazing trip.
Mm-hmm.
But so there's a lot of areas with no reception because it's all woods and mountains and shit like that, right? And valleys. So, but my GPS kept on working. In other words, it knew where I was. It knew the map and my position on the map. The only thing it couldn't do without getting a network is how long it would take me to get there based on the traffic. You see, that's... Do you use Waze or do you...
No, I use the...
Apples?
I do the Apple.
You gotta use Waze.
Everyone always says that, but I don't like it.
Why?
I don't know. There's just something about it.
The way it looks or something?
I don't like the way it looks, and also... It closes automatically. So, like, say when you're not active on your phone, your screen goes black. So it's
not with Waze. I'm telling you.
But you don't have an iPhone.
I had an iPhone too. I'm telling you.
But every time I use it, I have to like while I'm driving, unlock my phone with my thumb and then find the app.
There's got
to
be a setting or something.
I don't know.
You know how many iPhoners are using that?
I just didn't like it though.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's really not that much shorter than using Google Maps. I'm saving four minutes.
Not about it.
That's why people say.
About reports of traffic and other weather conditions. Well, it's more accurate.
It does say accident ahead, but so does the Google Maps.
Yeah.
It'll say accident reported for the next 1.6 miles. I'm like, thank you.
Right. I just realized I use both because when I go, like, I didn't set like my default GPS on my phone.
Right.
So every time if I go on Yelp and then I press on the map, it'll open Google Maps, not Waze.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Because Waze isn't connected to, like, the internet.
Right. No, it is.
No, I mean, like, when you go to Yelp and stuff, it's always going to go to Google Maps.
But that's because on the phone, I guess I never remember to change the default.
Oh.
You can do the default app for your GPS.
Gotcha.
All right. But at any rate, so, but I realized that Google Maps is kind of, like, sometimes late in telling me when to turn. You know, it's like... Come on, man. You know, it's like I'm just there and then I realize I have to turn. And I'm talking about not regular intersections, but one with you have like 5-6 different ways to go, you know.
Right.
And you don't understand what the hell's going on. And I don't know, Waze has served me better, but who cares? The point is that I realized what happens is the phone is actually the GPS does not work with data. It works with the satellite.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In order to know where you are, it uses satellite.
Yep.
So the phone doesn't use the satellite. It just uses the calculations of your trip. So it's cool because even if you still have your GPS no matter what, which is good news, you know. So,
but I feel like every time I use it, it's pretty accurate on the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like even when there's
traffic. There's no argument. I mean, Google's
like even if I'm taking a trip and then midway through the trip, like for instance, when I tried out for The Bachelor and I had to drive all the way to Costa Mesa.
Right.
As soon as I got on whatever million highway that I had to take there, because I felt like I took 6 different highways to get there. There was like one where there was an accident and it immediately was like accident ahead for the next 15 miles. And I was like, fuck. And then it adjusts the time.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, it went from 45 minutes to now another hour and 15.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty accurate with that.
Yeah.
But I think that's if you're in a location where the satellite is good. Cause in Boston, once you get in between those tall ass buildings, it has turn left, turn left, turn left. She just goes crazy. I'm like, you're not helping. Where am I supposed to go?
Yeah. But, you know, there's something to be said for understanding where you are in the space that you're in, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, when you are on your GPS, you can't really picture where you're going.
Right.
I mean, do you know how to read maps?
No.
Okay, why you don't like them. No. If you know how.
Yeah, I mean, there's people that enjoy it for sure.
It's not about enjoying it. It's about the fact that it gives you a sense of where you are, where everything is.
Yeah, no.
You know?
I mean, yeah, no. 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 I feel like if I ever got lost and the only thing that was like on the island was a map, I'd be like, I'm done.
You're done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, wow.
But I feel like a lot of people of this generation are like that, too.
Probably.
We didn't grow up like studying maps.
They didn't teach you that in geography?
I mean, yeah, probably. But who the fuck remembers geometry?
Geography.
Yeah, there you go.
Geometry. It's okay, geo, you know?
Yeah, geo something.
Whatever.
Who remembers either one of those? Seriously.
That's fun. Or funny.
I mean, I was really good in school. Like in high school, I graduated top 5% of my class, but
wow.
I don't remember anything I learned.
Yeah.
Like I
but
can't.
But these are basics. Come on.
No, I know. But even like, okay, maybe for instance, the presidents, we would have to take like a test on every single president. I couldn't even name like five now. Wow. Lincoln.
Yeah.
George Washington.
The big one.
Trump. Obama. I can't remember. Benjamin Franklin, was he a president?
No, he was not a president. He was one of the founding fathers.
Okay.
But he was not a president.
See, I can't remember shit. And yeah. 52 of them? How many are there?
No. How many? No, 45, right?
Mm.
Yeah, Trump is 45th.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's wild. Oh, George W. Bush. Then George Bush.
Yeah.
It.
All right, so you remembered your generation.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you need to take some history lessons.
But then you remember it all when you're taking the test and you're in school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying. If you just memorize, then you never really understand the material. You know?
Yeah, that's very true. Because I have like a photogenic memory, so I could read a whole chapter and you could quiz me tomorrow. Like if you gave me a history book tonight and told me I'm quizzing you tomorrow, I would know everything in that book and then I would forget it immediately after.
Yeah, yeah.
So weird.
Hmm. Okay. Well, at any rate, so moving right along, we're talking about traffic and everything. I got to tell you, I must have picked the best time of the year to go.
Because there's no traffic.
No traffic. It's after the holiday. Mm. I mean, after the summer, everybody's back to school.
But a lot of people go to school there. Like a lot of people go to college there.
Well, yeah, but let me explain to you how it is. But like between places too. But I got to tell you, other than in Portland, even in Portland, I didn't experience any traffic whatsoever. Another thing is distances there are much smaller than they are here.
Well, duh.
You know, it seems like nothing is as big as California.
I don't think anything is as big as California.
I'm telling you.
Maybe
Texas. I went around most of the places in the state. I did like a big loop.
Right.
There was never a drive of more than 2 hours, an hour and a half from one place to another.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, you know, and in 6 days, I did a lot.
Yeah.
But it's not like California, my God.
No.
California, you can go from south to north 12 hours or
something.
You know?
Yeah,
that's
legit.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Takes 4 hours just to get to San Diego with traffic. So
yeah.
It's like.
So, you know, and God, there's so much I want to tell you and stuff because, you know.
How long were you actually in Portland for?
Okay, I was in Portland. I got there on Thursday. I was there in Portland until the next morning.
Right.
So I just went around. I went to the biggest bookstore in the world.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, it's called Powell's Books.
I would have definitely taken a selfie in that.
Yeah, I didn't.
I know. Well, you had no one there to take your pics.
I hate selfies. I took a few of them, and I hate how I look, so fuck it. But I took a lot of great pictures, by the way. But this bookstore is like. And it's got new and used. It's one block, a whole block, square.
Oh, I thought for some reason you said library.
No, a bookstore.
Bookstore, okay.
A bookstore.
I'm surprised it's still in business.
Why?
Because so many people are so lazy and just do the Kindle. I can't do the Kindle.
No,
I have to have a book.
But you got to understand, a lot of people do read books. They look for a lot of used ones that maybe are not on Kindle. But you can't argue with the experience of being in a bookstore if you love to read and you like physical.
I should go to a bookstore and try to pick up men.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Who picks up people at stores anyway? I've never seen
it. I feel like a lot of people hit on other people at stores. Every time I go to Ralph's, I get hit on.
Really?
Every single time. There hasn't been one time I've walked into Ralph's where someone hasn't tried to say something to me.
Wow.
And I look like shit. It's not like I'm dressed up.
Is that good or bad for you? Do you like it? It's cool,
I mean,
right?
I'm a friendly person, so it's like, it's whatever. I just get uncomfortable and like, so like, can I get your number? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I enjoyed this 5-minute conversation we had in the produce department, but it's a no.
Wow. I go in, I go through the aisles like 15 miles an hour.
Is that fast or slow?
No, I mean really fast.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And a car, you can't go 15 miles an hour. Come on.
I don't know.
No, that's driving speed. But at any
rate, many books did you buy?
I did not buy even one.
That's very shocking.
I know, because I got so many and I didn't want to have to carry them back with me on the plane because my suitcase was pretty packed. Right. So, but at any rate, so I went there for the experience and mm-hmm. It felt really nice. And then I'm eating there. I went to eat some pizza and stuff, and I'm looking outside, and these two chicks are eating pizza, and they got their vaporizers on the table right next to them in the middle of the street. You know, I mean,
people do that in California too.
Really?
Like, everywhere people vape.
No, but the weed vaporizers?
Yes, everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Everywhere. It's like people don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, yeah. But and we'll talk about the weed there and stuff. That was an experience too. So there's just mm-hmm. so much to do. But, you know, so my point was, God, I had a lot of points, right?
Right.
But, okay, so I was in Portland, blah, blah, blah. And then, okay, so there, actually, we should talk about the weed, because the first thing I did was go to the hotel.
Right.
Put my shit in, drop my stuff off, and then look on Weed Maps to see where the dispensaries are.
I'm sorry, what is Weed Maps?
Weed Maps is an app to look for dispensaries.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So... It finds all
I
the
learn
dispensaries
something new every day.
Near you.
Yeah.
Right? So I found one a mile and a half. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, they're everywhere. Everywhere. Fuck. But you don't really know because most of them are sort of obscure in obscure places.
Right.
But it's only because it's smaller towns. You know, I mean, even Portland considered a big city, right?
Yeah.
Compared to LA, it's nothing.
I feel like that's the only time I ever hear of Oregon.
Yeah.
Is when people are like, oh, I'm going to Portland or I'm from Portland. I feel like I've met a lot of people who are from Portland.
But all I can tell you is Portland was the least of the trip.
Like,
because
it was
just a city. I mean, there's not much to see, really.
But I feel like that would be like where everything would be happening.
Yeah.
Like nightlife and stuff.
Right. But then there was, you know, there were other places I'll tell you about that were awesome, too. You know, and you had a lot. No, I mean, there's so much. But what I wanted to say is that when you go alone, and I was so glad I did, because I realized during the driving, I actually get to think. When I'm here, I never take 5 minutes to just do nothing but think. Think about it, right? Do you?
I think a lot.
Do you ever sit? Okay. But I keep myself busy. It's either the computer, an iPad, my phone, a book, you know, something always...
I
know.
Will say that I think when I'm about to go to bed, I don't actually like take 5 minutes during the day and like sit there and ponder about stuff.
Right.
I guess I understand what you're saying, but I think the busier you are, it is harder to think.
Right.
You know?
And what I realized, I mean, even last night before I was getting to sleep, I could not. It was like the first time, it took me like half an hour to fall asleep because my mind was racing.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, no.
Well, no, you get like that sometimes, right?
But I've experienced a lot in the past week. You know? I mean, I really compressed a lot into that period. So it was more like an adventure. It was very relaxing, mm-hmm. but it's not like going to Hawaii and sitting on the beach.
Oh, I mean, amazing.
Driving makes you tired. But God, the places I saw, it's, you know, that's what I'm saying. One thing about life, you can buy things. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, you want to see things and experience things.
Right.
Right? That's what most people feel. I mean, let's think about it for a second. Let's ask you this. Why do you get up every day and go to work? Just answer me. I mean, it's a rhetoric question, but you do so you can...
I would say so I feel like I have some significance to my life.
Right, right.
And to get some fresh air and to get out of the house and...
Right. So... No, but why do you go to work every day and do the same thing every day? Maybe not you, but people that work 10, 12
I would say
hours
because they
day.
Need they have no choice but to.
But, you know, many people do have enough, but they keep going for more, right? I mean, what's the ultimate thing? When you retire, what do you want to do?
I want to relax on a beach somewhere.
Okay, so you want to travel, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Ultimately, that's what everybody says.
Right.
So, you know, why postpone that? You know, just go and travel as whenever you get chances, because it puts things in perspective for you. You
right.
realize that where you live is not the only way,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so during the driving, and also I couldn't get my fucking music to connect with the Bluetooth. So the whole trip, no music. But it was great because it made me think a lot.
Why don't you have an aux cord?
Oh, I did. It didn't work either. And I got a car like mine that I know everything how it works.
Mm-hmm.
When I give it back to the guy, he's like, no, it works for me. I said, well, it didn't work for me with the wire or without.
Wow, that is
right?
horrible.
And I have the same car and it should work. But no, but I just realized, you know what? Good. It took me out of L.A. completely, out of my regular life. And my point is I got to think a lot and I realized a lot of things, a lot of enlightenment and stuff and just really examining my life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, look, you can live there in a beach city. You can get a house, 7 bedrooms, huge, new, for $550,000 with a view. Now,
yeah, but
here,
is it if you get a beach house out there, doesn't it get
really
cold?
It's not right on the beach. I don't mean maybe not right on the beach for that price.
Right.
You probably have to pay $1 million, but here it would be several million.
Yeah, but okay, so.
But I'm talking about something affordable. Okay?
Right, so right, which I get, but what's the weather like year round there? Like,
well, it's different kind of weather, but when I was now, it was beautiful.
Right.
Okay, so it gets cloudy and rainy and stuff, but. Is weather really the only reason to live somewhere?
That's the only reason I'm really like thugging it out here.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay.
But then you don't have a quality of life because you live in a small place. You live around, you deal with traffic all the time and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I mean, look, for someone like you at your age, there's nothing for you to do there. It's mostly older people, really.
Right.
I mean, even older
right.
than me.
Right. I think that's a good place to maybe grow up.
Grow up or...
Like when you're still living with your parents and like whatever.
Maybe.
Like I have the girl that waxes my vagina is from Oregon. The chick that I met at Trader Joe's last week is from Oregon. They're all from Portland. Like I meet people all the time from Portland and it's just like as soon as they can, they get the fuck out.
Yeah.
But it's just
like
Boston
I said,
too.
It's a city. But if you grew up on the beach in a beach town like they had Lincoln City and Seaside and... Cannon Beach. I mean, those are like amazing places on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's small towns, you know, really small towns. And I thought, you don't have to move there forever.
Right.
You go there for maybe a year, see if you like it. If you don't, you go back to LA. You lost nothing, you know? But so the only challenge really is to find something to do there and to be able to make a living and all that, you
right.
know. But today with the internet, you can do a lot of shit without, it doesn't matter where you live, right? It's not like you're working at Kmart or something, you have to drive there.
Right.
So I'm thinking about that, you know. I'm thinking I might actually want to experience a different kind of life, you know.
Right, and I don't blame you.
And it's beautiful. I don't know if you get to see any of the pictures or the videos I put up, but I saw rivers. I mean, I sat on rivers on the banks and actually walked up to the water, a secluded place. I took a trail. But
I wouldn't be comfortable doing any of that by myself.
I know, but you're a woman.
Yeah, like at all.
That's what I'm saying.
Like if I did that by myself and I saw a random stranger, a.k.a. you, doing the same, I'm like, I'm dying today.
Yeah.
This guy's taking this trail because he's looking for somebody
right,
to kill.
Right, you'd feel threatened, you know. But as a guy, what do I care, you know?
Right.
I took a joint. I went by down the trail. Not even one person. Apparently, people do go there because I saw one of the trees with the rope on it.
Mm.
You know, where people swing and they jump in the water.
Yeah.
So apparently, during the season, people are there. But that day, it was me and that whole fucking spot to myself.
Mm.
And I thought, wow, you know, I recorded video just with the water running and stuff. And it was like, fuck. I told myself, look where I am. I'm in fucking paradise where my life is every day doing the same thing pretty much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's my biggest
Most
fear.
Most people are.
That's my biggest fear. It's like I never want to wake up and do the same thing.
But that's
over
what
and
everybody
has
to do in, if you want to survive. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. People, so you said, why do people wake up in the morning and go to work? Because they're trying to survive.
Right. But what I'm saying is that's not the only way to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, very few people.
It's just that we want
go to work because they love to go to work. I mean, you love to go to work, but sometimes, like you said, it gets repetitive and it's like, oh, sometimes I just need a break. I need to like.
And it doesn't matter what you do, it's always going to be you're doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Right.
So the thing is, to me, it seems like those rats running in the wheel, you know, and they're not getting
hamster
anywhere.
Wheel.
Hamster, is that what it
it's
is?
It's not hamster? Rats, it's hamsters.
Or mice, I thought. No, it's a
they
mouse.
Put mice in there sometimes, but no, yeah. it's called a hamster wheel because they're for hamsters.
Okay, all right. You see, I don't
what a sad life for them.
I don't know any animals, so I don't know shit, but
poor things.
But no, think about it. So they run and run and they get nowhere. Isn't that pretty much what we're doing? You know,
oh my God, it's really depressing when you say that.
Okay,
though.
So what I'm saying though, no, but you see, I got a chance to look at my life from the outside.
Right.
And I'm going, what am I running all this for so I can actually get to the point where I live in a place like that? So why don't I just go now?
So then go now.
That's what I'm thinking of doing. But we'll
right.
see.
Sell your radio and go now.
No, but I have a business here. And
but
I
you can
family.
Start. You can start it out
My
there.
Mom's here. No, you can't start a radio station like this anywhere outside of here. I'm telling you. People tried in New York and Vegas.
People can always do something that they really want to do, though. Because think about it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Cause people could tell you you can never do that, but fuck them. If you want to do it, you'll figure out a way to do it.
Yeah. And what if I want to open up a bar or something?
Then do it.
Something for tourists, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. No one can. So. I mean, is it tough? Is it hard to do something? Is it hard to accomplish some goals? Yeah, for sure. But no one can ever say it's impossible. It can't be done. Because then nothing would ever be done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And also what's attractive to me in that location is you're within 2 hours of like so many different places, two, 3 hours, you know. You can go to Seattle. You can go to Vancouver, Canada from there. You can go to Idaho. You can go to Montana from Oregon.
I do want to go to Seattle one time in my life.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's a few places I want
to. I've been to Seattle. It's very beautiful, I'm telling you. Take a fucking trip, you know. And Seattle and Portland are like close to each other.
Yeah, you know? I want to go. I really want to visit every single state.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah, you see, I think I realized the ideal way to travel is to fly there and then take a car and do a road trip. Because if you just go to one place and you sit there, you don't really see
I
much.
Just want to go to one place.
I know, but, you know, you're not as
I want to go to the pop-in. I want to go to the one pop-in city. Like, but then I think Texas is the only one where I would be like, okay, I want to go to Dallas at least once, and I want to go to Houston at least once.
Yeah.
And those are like far apart from each other.
Yeah.
I think almost like a 10-hour drive away from each
Probably,
other.
Probably, yeah. The only thing they have in common is they're in the same state.
Yeah.
Just like L.A. and, let's say, Sacramento.
Right.
Or you know.
And then Arizona, I'd probably just want to go to Phoenix.
No. Go other places. Phoenix is the least. You see, that's what I'm saying. The main cities, all you're going to see is a smaller L.A.
I want to go wherever the tourists are.
Okay.
Like, anytime I travel, I just want to go where other people are traveling.
Arizona's got a million places. Go to Sonoma.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah,
I heard that's popping
that's
too.
Where I
that's
went.
Where the people go on their boats, right?
No, not in Sonoma. Mm. It's desert there.
Oh. But, no, I don't want to go to the desert.
But that's what Arizona is. So go to Lake Havasu. That's
Lake Havasu.
Right, but that's not really Arizona. I mean, Arizona's desert.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
But I want to like,
go
to
Lake
the party.
Havasu.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely party place.
Yeah, but I think so that's for summertime or like spring break time.
Yeah.
I feel like if I went right now, I'd be dead.
Yeah, yeah. No, actually people go all the time, at least go on the weekend.
Hawaii is considered the United States, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. So it's a 5-hour flight.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's all over water.
Like it makes a difference.
I know, it really does, doesn't it? I feel like that might be a slower death than just hitting a mountain.
I was actually thinking, what would happen if I get sucked out of the plane? You know, at what point do you die?
I think
Probably
you die
immediately. Yeah, I mean, just the pressure.
Yeah, the pressure would just, I think, snap all your bones. Yeah.
You'd explode. Because the pressure in your body is higher than the pressure in the air.
Right.
There.
I don't know. I don't know how it works, but I know it doesn't, it's not going to work well together at all.
Oh, fuck, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
So,
wow. So let's take a break from my trip. Tell us a little bit what you've been through the past week or so. Anything exciting happening for you? No.
No. Actually, I will say this. So I did. I went out on Saturday because that pilot that paid me before paid me again to make another appearance on their sizzle reel. So I like went and I got dressed and I filmed and I met up with them. And then I got home early around like 9:30. And it was the first time in my life that I've sat down in the past 8 years that I've been doing reality TV. And I said, I don't really want to do this anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if someone called me and said, hey, you know, we'll offer you $10,000 to show up for the show, would you go? I'm saying, fuck yes. I'll be there.
But you're not going to pursue it?
But I don't think I'm going to go out of my way. Like, because I've never sat down and asked myself, okay, so what's next? What am I going to do after this chapter of my life is over? I've always just been stuck on the same chapter. Then I realized that there's 3 months left of 2018 and nothing in my fucking life has changed in an entire year. Not a single thing.
Why do you think that is?
It's because I've been stuck on the same mentality since I was 22. It's time for me to grow up.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
I mean,
you know what? You deserve a hint. You know, because I got to tell you, because you've had an enlightenment.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to do.
Okay, well,
now that I've had it,
at least you got to admit your problem first. That's the first step.
Like, I want to stay in the entertainment business. Obviously, like I just don't want to. Like, my goal is not to get on. Like, I'm not going to sit and wait for my phone to ring to get on the next MTV spinoff whenever they have one.
It's sort of like you trying to fall back and. Where you succeeded years
before
ago,
because I'm stuck in that part of my life.
But, yeah, but think how ridiculous that is. I mean, I have a couple of people I know on Facebook that were child actors and shit.
Yeah, and they're still stuck on it, right?
Stuck on it, but they were only one or two episodes. I mean, it's not like they were huge.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Right.
But all they show is like fucking pictures. From then, I'm like, what? Don't you have a life now? Who are you?
Right,
they
right.
don't know who they are.
Right. See, I know who I am, but I've been so caught up and doing what I did at 22. And even if I were to get back on a reality show now, that would be good for just another brief moment in time. I still never thought, okay, after I do another project, what happens now?
Right.
I want to get on The Real. That's my next goal. It's like a daytime television show where they have four women sit on like a panel and they just debate about stuff that's going on in the world. And I'm like, I'd be perfect for this.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like The View.
It is, but it's like younger.
Okay.
So The View is like for, you know, they're older.
Right, right.
And then The Real is kind of the same, but they're younger.
Yeah.
They're like mid-30s.
Right, right. Okay, know? That's like where Tori went, the same thing.
Right.
Like eight people doing a fucking show.
Right, right. And you sit and you just debate and go back and forth about stuff. Like, for instance, Donald Trump or stuff that happened or reality shows they have guests on. Like, and I'm like, that's really perfect for me. I don't know how I'd go about getting on it, but...
Okay, but you do have opinions and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you should pursue this. You do have... Listen, if I didn't think you had...
You'd be like, chill.
Some qualities and shit. No, I wouldn't have asked you to come on... What did I just do?
Yeah, okay. I can hear you perfectly fine.
No, I know. It was my headphones.
Oh.
Something happened. But... I mean...
I know. Yeah. I know. And I'm tired of everyone telling me, oh, you should do this, you should do that. I've been ignoring them because I've been so stuck on getting back on reality TV. And now I'm like, okay, maybe
you're
right.
So what brought you to that realization finally? Did you talk to someone?
No.
Did you read? Did you think?
I have been reading the book, The Power.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say I'm only like 10 pages in. I get ADD. And I realize that when I read out loud, I retain more information than reading in my head.
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that
totally
weird?
The opposite.
Yeah, when I read... In my head, I feel like I have to read the same sentence like four or five times.
Then you need some medication, lady. No, really. It'll improve your life.
You mean like Adderall?
I don't know. I'm not a fucking doctor.
Yeah,
but
sometimes I think I do need Adderall because I feel like I'm a little bit low-key ADD. Like I'll start something and then I can never finish it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but it's so addicting and the come down is awful.
So don't even go to a psychiatrist. Just go to a psychologist, you know, maybe a lady that will be able to tell you, you know, because psychiatrists are expensive, but it'll actually be faster if you go to a psychiatrist because they'll just tell you, They just put, for them, it's formulas.
Right.
They put in this medication, that medication.
I don't want to be on medication, to be honest with you.
But you have to.
No, I don't.
How are you going to focus? Do they have like...
I just read out loud. I just read out loud.
No, but you still said you can't focus, right?
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I'll...
How many pages can you read at once?
I read 50 Shades of Grey in 2 days. So, oh, really? I mean, yeah.
So you can do it.
Yeah, so I can definitely do it. It's easier for me to... Like, if it's like a teaching book, like a self-help book, it's easier for me to read it out loud.
I see.
Do you know what I mean? If it's like a novel.
So why don't you get the audio book? And then they just read it
to
you.
No, I
don't
want to listen to somebody. No, deaf not.
No?
And it's always somebody's voice that it's just like, fucking, where did you find this guy?
Yeah. Well, that's with fiction. I find that nonfiction is actually okay because...
I should get hired to do that.
It's like listening to a lecture.
Read other people's books.
Yeah, right.
What an easy job. Hey, can you read this 500-page book? I'm like, absolutely.
And you don't do it all at once, obviously.
No, definitely not.
Every couple sentences, you take a break.
Yeah. I wonder how that works if you have to actually be in a studio.
Yeah, no, they sit like we do in front of a microphone.
Yeah.
And they read.
So is it the same person for every character of the book?
Oh, you see, that's the thing. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. In fiction,
right?
I never listen to an audio.
Because it's
book.
Like, how are you
It's
portraying?
Like somebody telling you a story, right?
Right.
And they probably change their voices and shit, you know? I know, but I actually never listen to fiction because for the same reason you're saying.
Right.
I don't want somebody else telling me a story, reading me a story.
No.
But when it comes to nonfiction, then it's like listening to a lecture or something, you know?
Which everybody hates doing.
No, I don't. I mean, I like listening to some things. Yeah, it's like watching TV almost, but without the visual.
It all depends. Like, I could probably do an audiobook if the person had like a very interesting voice and they change their emotions with what they were speaking about. But I couldn't listen to an audiobook if it was like just monotone.
No, but it's never monotone. They take people that are actors.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. When you the book, The Power, right?
Right.
Okay. If somebody was to read it to you.
No.
No?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah. I would be looking at them speaking and I wouldn't hear a word they were saying.
But you're not because it's an audio book.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, so I put my headphones in and they're speaking and no. Mm. Maybe if I was like in a secluded, like maybe if I was sitting in the sauna.
What about driving?
No, I would never have to have music when I'm driving. Sometimes I like to drive in silence, like complete and utter silence.
Yeah, that's what I did. And actually, I had all my windows open and everything. The weather was just fucking perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I gotta tell
it's
you.
The weather has been pretty nice here. I wore a cardigan yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's getting chilly.
Yeah. We're getting rain like 3 days next week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too soon for them to predict shit like this.
I know, but it does say rain 3 times.
Okay, well, I don't believe it.
Me neither.
You know, before I flew to Oregon, I looked at the weather. Every day was a different forecast. Finally, I got there. It was totally different. So
it's so weird how that happens, right?
Yeah, because weather changes. Plus, how can you know what the fuck's going to happen 10 days from now?
It's right.
So we got to really talk for a couple of minutes about Bill Cosby.
I know.
Got 3 to 10 years. Now, he looks like a broken man, of course.
Yeah. He's not going to make it.
No, he'll die in jail.
Yeah.
He'll die in
jail. I think he's not going to make
it. Broken heart, whatever. But he was...
I'm a little confused by all of this. If he did commit these crimes, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously he deserves his sentence because no woman on this planet deserves to be raped. But he got convicted. What happened to
statute of limitation.
Right. Okay. So what happened to that? And also, how do you prove you're guilty of rape with no proof?
Well,
literally, women say he raped me and he got convicted off them saying he raped me.
Yeah, but look how many women
did. It doesn't matter.
It does because it's 60 people. Then you know something's going on.
Unless, but they all came out at the same exact time. Come on.
No, it's not at exact the same time because only when it came out, you realize that there have been other women that have spoken before.
And how many of those women got payouts?
I don't know about that.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's just, I understand if 500 women came forward. Yeah, you got to look into it. But he still got convicted with no proof.
But let me ask you this: if If women felt that, then nobody would come forward, right? Because
I think people, that people should always speak their truth. But I think in order for your proof to be valid, there needs to, like, imagine if somebody is sitting at home, right? Hates your gut, Sam, goes to the cops, accuses you of a crime.
I know.
And then you get convicted with absolutely no proof but her saying, he did this to me.
No, I hear you. But that's what I'm saying, when it's he said, she said, Yeah,
but the issue here now,
it's a dilemma, because I was just reading on it yesterday. And the thing is, they're saying that if women don't feel safe to come out, then they're not going to. And then you're going to get more people, being victims.
Okay, but and this is a tough subject, because I can feel like this could be debated back and forth. Like,
and
women,
the funny thing is,
sometimes
we're debating
women
the opposite points of what we normally would.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, because
you would have argued the woman's side.
Yeah, but I don't think right. This case is right, and it's not just because I grew up watching Bill Cosby or because he looks like my grandpa in his mugshot. It's because I don't think it's right. He got convicted when there was no proof.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Okay. Forget 60 people. If two people,
right,
two people come out and say you did something to them, isn't that even at least worth looking at?
Yeah, I think it's worth looking at. And if you find the evidence you need to back your story up, by all means, convict.
So apparently the jury felt that there was enough evidence to convict him.
There was no evidence.
No, but
there was literally just women's stories. That's it.
Right.
So where's the evidence? Where is the evidence?
But you can't show evidence like this. How can you?
Because it's... And then he got convicted of rapes that he committed 30, 40 years ago. How does that happen? How is anyone safe? That's like literally going against
everything. But why would he
everything.
Be safe?
What
why
do you
should
mean?
He be safe if he did this to so many women? He should never be safe.
Okay, yeah, but there's laws.
No, I know. But apparently statute of limitations did not work here.
How?
I don't know. Read up on it. I'll find
and
out.
And another issue that people are having is...
Don't kneel into the
microphone. I know. Another issue people are having is Harvey Weinstein. Is he going to get the same treatment?
Mm.
Because, what, 30 women
probably
came forward
why
with him?
Not? Yeah.
So why is he's it taking it so long for him?
Because Bill Cosby came out a lot before that.
No, this has been going on for like a year.
Bill Cosby?
Yeah, it's been like a year since we all found out the devastating
news.
But
a lot before... Harvey Weinstein, I remember that. I mean, Bill Cosby.
Is he even in jail right now?
Bill Cosby's got to be more than a year that this has been being talked about.
Well, I'm not sure the exact dates, but I feel like Harvey Weinstein was relatively quickly after him, because the people that came forward about Bill Cosby and clearly inspired the woman to come forward about Harvey Weinstein. Now, is there proof with him?
Do
women have any proof?
Listen, probably not. Okay,
and if he gets off.
But wait a minute. So what you're saying is you can never. No, it doesn't make sense, because look, maybe they don't have physical evidence, but testimony is also considered evidence when people are,
which I think is
it.
Powerful. I do believe in that, but I feel like if it was years ago, it's just like how can you? I know it's hard, because it's like, yeah, you want rape victims to come forward and obviously tell their story, because not every rape victim would have like my mentality. Like if I got raped tonight, as soon as he was done and he didn't kill me after, I'm going straight to the cops. I'm like standing on the tallest building ever, and I'm going to make sure like this guy like goes to jail. But like a lot of people are ashamed of it. Like I was in an abusive relationship when I was in college, and I didn't tell my parents for like years, like maybe 6-7 years after my relationship, everything that happened to me, because I was embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
Like none of my girlfriends knew, nobody knew what I was going through, because I was embarrassed. And at some point you got to like stop being embarrassed and realize, okay,
yeah,
this guy's got to pay for what he's done. I just, for me, it's like, I want to feel like I'm protected by the law, but what if someone accused me of a crime and then I go to jail and there was no evidence to back up what he accused me of?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's right. Almost like, yes, we want rape victims to come forward, but we also don't want people to get jail time for crimes that have no evidence.
No, of course. But then you have to weigh the options and go, okay, well, if the man always gets to get away with it when there's no physical evidence,
right?
Because think about it. If you don't report it right away, and besides, there could be, It's possible you'd be abused without any physical evidence.
Oh, yeah, right? Absolutely. Like, for instance, when you get harassed at a job, and there's, like, no text or anything, but you know that this man did this day in and day out. Every time I went to the shift, it's like people have to believe your word.
Right, right.
Like, because there's nothing else that they can believe.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. You know, even with abuse of children or whatever, you know, I mean, there may be no
evidence.
No evidence at the time, especially not later, okay?
Right.
So if what you're saying is true, then you could never prosecute these men because there's never any evidence.
Right.
So
I don't know. It's like a really, it's really difficult. It's like so hard because it's like you want laws to be
fair,
like you want them to be fair and you want them to be true to like their meaning, but you also want creepy rapists and murderers to get off the street. I mean, murder is different because I mean, obviously there should be evidence if there's a murder. Rape is just difficult, especially when it happened years ago.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I know.
Like, and you would think someone like, for instance, Harvey Weinstein, Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
She is, I believe she was the first person that accused him.
So.
She's been known to be outspoken and loud her whole career, but you didn't say anything about that.
Right.
I mean, I believe her for sure. He just looks...
He looks creepy.
Yeah, man. He just looks like he put a roofie in her drink.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You see, we look at Bill Cosby and we don't see him in that way. But,
not at all.
But you don't. But if you look inside the man's head, in
you don't know
mind,
what's going on in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know. And his wife is just holding him down.
Yeah. Huh?
Mm-hmm. That's a ride or die if I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
Jeez. I just don't think. Okay, I think. All right, he got convicted. Cool. If he did indeed commit those crimes. But I don't think he needs to be in a state prison with like people that are committing like.
But why?
Because
he's, you know what he's considered? He's considered a sexual
predator,
a violent sexual predator.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on. All right.
But how can you be considered a violent sexual predator?
When
I mean,
he's so
sexual
old and everything.
No, no. I mean, because this is they're doing accounts from years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, now it's like
he's so old. I feel like you guys shouldn't be putting him in a state prison. He's going to be a target in there.
Yeah, but
he's not going to last like a week.
Yeah, but it happens. I mean, he has to pay even if he's got a couple of years left. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at any rate, so
he's either going to thug this 3-year sentence out. If he gets 3 years, because it's 3 to 10, right? They're gonna base it on good behavior and stuff.
Right, right.
So if he does his good behavior, which he will, he's 80. He can't. He's like legally blind now. And doesn't he walk with a cane?
Somebody supports him all the time. I see him holding his lawyer's arm.
Right. So I mean, he's gonna be minding his own business because obviously he's not gonna be able to take care of himself in there. So he's either gonna thug this 3-year sentence out and get out and go back to his wife, or he's gonna probably.
Yeah.
Not make it.
Yeah. We'll see. But you know what? You'll have a lot of time to think about this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, can you imagine you perpetuate all this and then 30 years later it comes to bite you in the ass?
And can you imagine being such a legacy and right before, like, because we don't know how much time he has left. He's 81. Like we were just talking, like, you just, when you get that old, days are days, you know, right. Like when you, every day you wake up is a blessing. But can you imagine being, having like a legacy and now towards the end of your life, your whole legacy was stripped because you wanted to like, and to me, it's like you were so famous at the time and you had your life together and your shit together. Why would you need to drug?
So it's
I never understand
power.
That.
I think it's about power, you know, and not so much about sex because he could have gotten sex from anybody, right?
But then his coworkers on the set of the Cosby Show said he was not creepy. Like, it's just, I don't know what's going on with it. The case is like all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, folks, we are out of time. A lot to talk about still.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. You guys will have a reason to tune back tomorrow. I want to congratulate you, Danny, for that realization.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And people have said that to me and I've said this to you, that you can't only depend on being in a reality show.
Yeah, no.
That's not.
I feel like that should be like a fun side gig if it ever happens, but it shouldn't be my life.
But it's not a good niche to be in. You can do so much. Just you need some focus. You need some help.
Mm-hmm.
And I would strongly suggest, if you're not already, find yourself a good therapist
mm-hmm.
and have somebody that can give you you realize, shit, I never thought about it this way before.
Right.
And that's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I love being back, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.